Blog Talk Radio.
It's back to back, we big on that, you know they get down. On that business, we gon' stand, never sit down. Put my nigga on my side, ready to swing round. Blood is filled, so you know this shit won't end now. It's back to back, we big on that, you know they get down. On that business, we gon' stand, never sit down. For my nigga, I'm a slide, ready to spin round. Blood is filled, so you know this shit won't end now. It's too late to talk it out, it ain't nothing to talk about. Play the cut, don't say shit, just go to stalk them out. Let them talk much as they want, let them cap much as they please. When that time come, we gon' finally bring them to their knees. It's up there and it's up there. Beware and be prepared, cause niggas around here do not give a fuck there. Train to go from the get, make one call and it's lit. I'm soft with that offensive shit, but my main move that blitz. They killed my bro and I can't let that slide. Put that shit on TQ, swear to God they gon' wish he never died. It won't do they ass no type of good, there'll be nowhere to hide. It's man down and body's fault the day that we collide. No, it's back to back, we big on that, you know they get down. On that business, we gon' stand, never sit down. Put my nigga on my slide, ready to spin round. Blood is filled, so you know this shit won't end now. It's back to back, we big on that, you know they get down. On that business, we gon' stand, never sit down. For my nigga, I'm a slide, ready to spin round. Blood is filled, so you know this shit won't end now. It's LeBron in my DM, ready to swallow on a whim. I ain't gon' act on it right now, I'ma just tuck that little gem. Yeah, shit may be useful later, right now I'm busy building paper. Cause war requires bags, just know that spin back gon' be major. Ain't no mention it on social media, refuse to do them favors. Just laugh and smile at the fuck shit, ignore the super tough shit. Claiming you the gangster, like that's the shit to be. Swear these new internet thugs, they be way too tough for me. My pistol a ho-ho and she a fuck you for the free. If your niggas out there with you, shit, she down to run. Swear on God, y'all gon' pay for who you took away from me. Maybe not tomorrow or today, but they get that guarantee. It's back to back, we big on that, you know they get down. On that business, we gon' stand, never sit down. Put my nigga on my slide, ready to spin round. Blood is filled, so you know this shit won't end now. It's back to back, we big on that, you know they get down. On that business, we gon' stand, never sit down. For my nigga, I'm a slide, ready to spin round. Blood is filled, so you know this shit won't end now.
Hey, DJ Sergeant Rock, tell him what time it is.
You already know what time it is, sweetie. What's up, world? It's your boy, the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live VI 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig. And check this out, you know what I'm saying? Tweety Bird Central is not trying to hear it. Because guess what? We got the Real Talk Roundtable in full effect every Tuesday night. You know what I'm saying? From 8 to 10 p.m. So y'all check us out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be no slouch. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. You know what I'm talking about? I'm out this thing. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Trill.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Turn the sound up a little bit.
Turn up a little bit.
I don't think you need to rest
in my ears, man.
I don't think you need to
rest. Hold on to love of music, motherfucker.
Can't turn that shit up just a little bit, Jack, man.
This is my motherfucker.
Bump it up a little bit.
Bring it to the body music, motherfucker.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
AMA.
AMA.
Holla back.
You know what I'm saying?
Get it, nigga.
Bump.
Get your motherfucking ass down.
Yeah.
Hold up, Q, I got him on this one right here, my nigga.
Look,
get,
get down,
get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. Come get it, doors open, your ass is welcome to it. I will rearrange you worse than the Rubik's Cube. Foolish dude, lyrically speaking, you couldn't touch this with a hammer. This is Rise Up, the workshop ground. And I'm the brother from the bricks that the city knocked down. I've been chopping the slab before my feet hit the ground. When the tunes hit the scene, watch the suckers get nervous, disgusted. Now they in the back, stashing they purses, like we want something from them. But we just looking then laugh. You just no half auto autograph, sucker ass. My hot spitter make Oprah wanna roll me and take the rest of said man's half and blow it on me. Ha, I'm never nice with mine. I'm ignorant on the track, buzzing trunks like headboards when I kill some cat. So why you stereotype? I'm painting pictures like William, so you can call me Mr. Stereo Hype. I'm forcing circuits to burn out from dehydration. My energy on turntables is blacker than Darth Vader. And I got some more shit to keep your ass from what being bored. It's a ridiculous underground overlord. Get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. Everybody, lay the fuck down. Y'all bullshit out there. We ain't playing Mississippi, nigga. Get your motherfucking ass down. Lay the fuck down, nigga. We ain't playing with this.
Cause y'all know who it is and y'all know who it be. More props are coming from B-Town. Your monkey ass need to get down. Get your ugly ass down. Cause this is how it pounds for the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. Get your ugly ass down. I'm still laughing at these niggas who don't know the truth cause they hooping about figures. Who don't know the youth cause they hooping about triggers. Who don't know the youth and grew them up to be killers. And now mathematics done taught them how to be dealers. And when the police get them, teach them how to be squillers. For a super hot charge, for a small misdemeanor. So once your face is on front page, you know we gon' see you. I wouldn't wanna be you, you in a microscope. And now your ass is the joke, yapping about some dope. Rappers are still biting, producers biting. Too. You better watch it, dog. They ass might be biting you. Don't let your hard work flush down the drain. Cause that was my mentality before Katrina came. This shit is universal. This shit don't stop. That planet rock, rock. It's the show shot. Nigga, get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. We ain't playing. Lay the fuck down. That nigga saw it, nigga. You're cute. Lay the fuck down right now. Nigga, we ain't playing. Get money. If it ain't 10 G's or better, me and my nigga saw it, ain't fucking with it. Huh? If it ain't Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. My nigga saw it. We run this shit, man. Y'all better get with this shit right here. Below the level music, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Workshop for life. Boss records, nigga. My nigga Scorpio, we always told them niggas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. Huh? Go on, your boy. Get a cup. Huh?
But she looking for a bounce. Shake it to the beat, blowing like a mellophone. Flip the switch, I'ma turn you on. So come and nibble on my sugar daddy alone. Yeah, my pillow still got your face print. Cause I was going deeper than the basement. She wanna pop me, I got that Molly Wood. She say a real husband in Hollywood. When I engage, you thinking proposal. Straight action, no talk, disposal. She ride hard like a soldier. At it all night, keep her up like soldiers. Ayy, she moves swift like Taylor. I got a truck, I'ma hitch that trailer. I put my hand on her hip, feel them. I planted flags, took land, pilgrim.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
With the junk in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
I'ma beat it up, I'ma beat it up.
Beat it,
you hear me?
Beat
I'ma
it.
Beat it up. Beat it up.
She goody fresh, straight out of the ziplock. We did it on the track, call it love and hip hop. I bent over like a quarter past folk. Booty buff like a pink afro. Keep your eyes open, she could be poison. I'm on my way to heaven, she was drop dead gorgeous. I'm too far at the point of no return. Straight sick and still sweating out of perm. I'm cool whipping, she asking for my toppings. Play the right string, keep my guitar rocking. Hey, I love it when I bring hang low. This D got a high, she in airplane mode. Drop it to the flow, make that ass turn over. Slice of that pie, call it apple turnover. Look here, I'm the Mac of my runner. I leave you stunned like the crocodile hunter, yeah.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
With the junk in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
You hear me?
Beat
I'ma
it.
Beat it up.
Beat
I'ma
it.
Beat it up. Baby, let's go.
What I'm cooking, aroma. Baby girl still sleeping, coma. It's much longer, she had to make adjustments. I'ma put it in the mouth like a breath mint. Break it down like a decomposed body. Keep a smile, she's a new style hottie. Read about her, Associated Press. We sat down and negotiated sex. Hey, see her legs spread like a virus. Twerk hard, good girl, Miley Cyrus. Huh. She getting wild like a juvenile. I'ma beat it MJ, smooth criminal. Look in, see what's under my covers. I'ma save that girl like a Mario brother. Scars on her knees, she fell from it twice. It's a knockout king, this is all for tonight. Yeah,
girl. She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
With the junk in the trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. You hear me? I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. Baby, let's go. Go.
Spread that.
Go.
Yo, everybody, we are here for Real Talk Roundtable.
Yes.
What's going on?
Another beautiful Tuesday.
Right on. I'm tired today, y'all. I am just over it. I'm tired.
Come on, baby.
Y'all, it is, I already know that, you know, Squiddy B lives down south, so to speak. So the snipe, but I'm telling you, I'm right in the middle, and we
yeah.
up here. I don't know how hot it is down there, but we up here right. And I listen. I work in the food industry. You already know that, and it was like 125. I felt like in that kitchen, and every sweat bead that
yeah.
was running down my back, I felt every a little ounce of like you know the I don't know, like everything was coming off of my body. Like I was weak. I couldn't even hardly work because I was so hot. Like it just, the heat has just came from nowhere.
Don't sound good at all. Don't sound good at all.
I can tell you, I was going through it today.
Wet down your back. I know your shirt was wet as hell.
Listen, my whole back was like drenched. That's all about being up around fryers and around grills and flat tops and running around the kitchen. But we really didn't have no business today. I guess everybody was out enjoying the heat. But I tell you one thing, we got to get that air going a little bit more than what it was because I can't do all that. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Getting too old for this.
That's what's up. Okay, y'all, so tonight we're not going to be here very long. We've had some tiring days. It's been, you know, kind of rough for me. I've been working on a lot of stuff, and it's been rough on me, too. It's my I Hate May month, you know, and I have two more days, and I'll be, you know, going through another birthday for my kids. I had two children born on the same day, 4 years apart, and both of them are now deceased. And it's just rough. May is rough for me. So, yeah. But
really sorry. Very sorry about that. We'll definitely be praying for you. during this time for sure.
It's like this, you know, every year it's like this. But I think it's rougher on me this year because I've had to, you know, talk about a lot of traumas within these organizations that I'm working with. And so, like, this year it was a little more in debt, you know, getting, like, going back to that place. And it's just, it's got me in a bad, you know, headspace. So, I've been battling with that. But, anywho, we are going to get into a topic tonight. And Ms. Nat is going to bring us the topic on this evening. I'm going to pass the mic over to her to give us that topic.
All right, y'all. So I'm sure all of you all have heard about President Biden, along with our Vice President, Kamala Harris, formally signed the new anti-Asian hate crime bill into law last Thursday. And I'm going to read this from CNN. I want to make sure that I quote them. But they said that in response to the alarming rise in anti-Asian hate crimes that increased during the COVID-19 pandemic, President Joe Biden just signed official legislation in the form of a new Asian hate crime bill. While speaking about the bill, Biden stated, "I believe with every fiber of my being that there are simple core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, an ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation. Today, I say that because of all of you, you've taken that first step." The anti-Asian legislation is formally referred to as the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, which is set to create a new position at the Justice Department to review COVID-19 related hate crimes and incidents as reported at the federal, state, or local level. Additionally, the bill also directs the Justice Department and Health and Human Services to work with organizations to issue guidance, raising awareness of hate crimes, and requiring the Attorney General to work with state and local law enforcement agencies to establish online reporting of any hate crimes. According to recent statistics, hate crimes against Asians are up 164% within the last year. Following multiple attacks in the U.S. earlier this year, many were saddened when Robert Aaron Long went on a targeted shooting spree in Atlanta, where he tragically killed almost a dozen residents of Asian descent. So, with all that being said, and that was a lovely speech he gave. I mean, it was lovely, you know. And I'm kind of laughing because, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, be negative and just dismiss him signing this bill. I understand where it's coming from, and I get it. But on the flip side, I can't help but be very irritated with it as well, because as a black woman, where is our bill? I mean, where, as a black person, where is our bill? You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, I'm not trying to dismiss, you know, any type of discrimination that any person of Asian descent has experienced at all. I definitely don't want to be that person. But at the same time, you know, it does make me feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? How quickly this bill came about. But what about us? What about all that we're going through? You know, and Kamala Harris, I really want to see if she said anything about this bill, because I would love to just kind of see what her stance is on it. But I'm just really confused by it, and I kind of just wanted to know all of you, all of y'all's opinions on how you feel about this anti-Asian hate bill. So I'm going to start with Snipe. How do you feel about this? Especially being another person of color.
Now, when you read that off, I really kind of heard you say he signed this bill, like, because of COVID, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because of COVID and Asian crime has been up. I think all crimes have been up, but you ain't signed no other fucking bill in this world on hatred towards anybody else, which is bullshit. And, you know, I ain't trying to discredit the Asian community, but black folks been going through this what, forever, and we still fighting for these same bills that y'all getting signed easy because of a pandemic happened, and now y'all getting targeted. Shit, we've been getting targeted forever, my friend. You know what I'm saying? And nobody was up on our side. And we still waiting on bills to get signed. Still got to fight. Still got to march. I ain't even know. Y'all ain't, they ain't even have to march like this for real, for real. We doing all the marching for everything, and we still ain't getting nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I really feel it's bullshit because you only did it because of COVID. Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I got to say on that one.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because it almost feels like, you know, it's like we're getting slapped in the face but to help somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't want to minimize it. You know what I'm saying? Because I get it. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it kind of, you know, it kind of makes you feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? How quickly, you know, they were to create this bill. And it's kind of like, damn, what about us? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy, but I definitely agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you. Sweetie B, what do you think about this? Do you feel like, as an African-American woman, do you feel like this is a slap in our face as a people?
No, I think it's just a regular fuck you by another president. I mean,
that's true.
To me, I think it's just another fuck you. I mean, this is a pattern. It's the law. Like, the law is written to fuck up. So it's like another fuck you. You know what I mean? It's like, if you can come up with something that fast, if you can come up with something that quickly from a couple of little incidents, and I'm not undermining what happened. I'm sorry to the families that have lost people. But compared to our families that have lost people, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. And at this point, it's like, I'm tired. I'm tired of asking for things. I'm tired of asking for fair treatment. I'm tired of asking, you know, don't criminalize poverty. I'm tired of asking, can we have more, please? I'm tired of asking for these things.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know if y'all saw it a while back. Well, it ain't been that long. It's been a little while ago. He was at some type of press conference or something. No, I take it back. It wasn't a press conference. It was some type of meeting they were at, and he had spoke on something that was going on in one of these other countries about the treatment of the people and how they were doing the people over there. And if I'm not mistaken, it was a Chinaman that spoke and ask him, how can he dare say something to anybody about the treatment that's going on there when you are killing your black and brown skinned people every day?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then after that, all of a sudden this bill come up. Now we doing this Asian bill now, you know, against hate crimes against Asians. This some new shit, hate crimes against Asians. You done skipped all over the black. You done skipped all over the Mexicans. And you went straight to the Asians. Why? Why?
Yeah. Mhm.
Why?
And their answer is going to be because of COVID.
Because we done sent all our companies over there, all of our workers over there.
That's where all they
did. We can't lose a relationship with China.
Yep.
Right.
You can't.
Right. Absolutely.
So I just really think it's fucked up. I think it's another fuck you to black folks from the presidency and the vice president. I don't expect her to say really shit. And that's just my personal opinion, but I don't expect her to say anything if she can.
Right.
You know. So I don't know, Nakia. I keep saying that I won't change. I keep praying for change, but it's just, some of this stuff is just depressing after a while. After the redundancy of all of this over and over again, it's like mentally it takes a toll on a person. Physically it takes a toll on a person. And then your hands are tied because everybody, there's somebody that can make a change, seems to have a problem with the color of black skin. So, therefore, mm-hmm. when I look at it, it looked like Scrooge. It looked
right.
like we were mm-hmm. fucking Scrooge when it comes to the law. So,
right.
I know that's right. long-winded or whatever, but that's my feeling on it.
You know, and it's crazy how much trauma has been passed on, you know, from generation to generation when it comes to our people. And this really has nothing to really do with this per se, but it's just something that I was thinking about. Because I was thinking about, you know, I have a lot of older people in my family who have marched, who have done a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, in support of our people back in a time, you know, well before we were even born. And I'm so grateful I've had those conversations with, like, my grandma and a few of my aunts and a couple of my uncles, because it really showed me how trauma is passed on from generation to generation because of all the things that our people have went through. You know, this shit started in slavery, and it's just passed on. The trauma has went from generation to generation to generation. And then people think, well, why are we so fucked up? You know, because we haven't dealt with a lot of the trauma. Our people before us didn't deal with their trauma, so they pass it on down to us, and now we're left with that to have to try to overcome. And it just goes so deep, you know. And when I sit and think about that, and think about all that we have been through, our ancestors, and then now us, of course, shit like this really just kills me, because it's an absolute slap, you know, in our face. And, you know, I have arguments all the time with people about voting and why they should vote. And it's so hard to get through to a lot of our people because they're at a place right now where they feel like nothing's going to change. You know, everything that we've tried to do is not working. So now at this point, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
How can we help change things? You know, and it's so hard to try to, you know, have that conversation with a lot of people because they're already so fed up that they've given up and they have no more hope, that they haven't given us anything to have hope in. You know
no.
what I mean? So that doesn't have anything to really do with this, but I just wanted to state that.
Yeah, it's like what is on the table for us? So why should we be voting?
Right.
There's nothing on the table for us. Like, absolutely
right.
nothing. So
at all.
That's
right.
And then you try to come back with a rebuttal or something that will save you on that, but it's really not. You know, when you look at it, when you look at policies and when you look at, you know, bills and stuff that are being passed that have nothing. Okay, some of the health care that just recently got passed is pretty good for people, you know, on the lower end of things that can't get the insurance coverage that they need through, like, jobs and stuff like that. So that's some of the stuff that could actually help the hood. But most
right.
of this stuff, shit, I don't see what it's going to do next.
Me neither at all. I don't get it. It's crazy.
I don't see it. They're not talking about, like, teaching or not even really teaching, because I think a lot of people, black people or people of color, have actually learned business and they know how things work and how to run a business and stuff like that. So, like, it's more about having the blockage removed from advancing. Like, black people can only advance so far. I don't care how much education you got. Like, and when it comes to you and somebody else, you know, they're going to give it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And it's heartbreaking and it's depressing and it gives you all of these different emotions that you don't know what to deal with. It's like a chain reaction of all of the things that it can cause. From one little mishap that the government can actually change to where it would absolutely disappear. And
right.
they won't do it. Mm-hmm. They won't do it. You talk about
right.
fair housing and stuff like that. They won't do it. For whatever reason, they will not do it. So I don't know what crazy. What do we do?
That's a great question. So I'm still trying to figure it out. And when y'all do, y'all can let me know as well. And if I get some answers, I will let y'all know the same thing. Because right now, I don't know. You know, it's really hard to have hope. And it's even harder to have children and try to explain that to them as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's the hard part.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
I think
part.
You still got comment
really
here, too, Miss Nat, if you want
to
ask me.
Yeah, I'm going to get to him next. We'll be just going at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Common, I am coming
good.
To
I'm
you.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
No, I'm coming
educate
to you.
Me.
Since you are here,
the
layback
the building,
one
don't mind. The layback one don't mind.
Well, since you are here in the building, Common, let me know. How do you feel about this anti-Asian hatred?
I think it's bullshit like the rest of us think it's bullshit. Because we've been feeling hate for years, many, many years. And nobody ever wrote anything about us to help us. And
right.
I think it's crazy. And the thing is, Donald Trump put that out there because my thing with me, because I'm in the New York, New Jersey area, I'm seeing black people attack Asians. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Why are y'all attacking Asians? And it all comes down to the same bullshit lie that Donald Trump then put out there. They all believe
right.
that the Chinese then brought this over here. When all it did was the Chinese invented it, because I think it's man-made, this virus. But it was the Europeans that brought it over here. Everybody keep forgetting. It was the Europeans. We shut down trying to get we shut down the Chinese coming over in here, but we didn't shut down the Europeans visiting China then coming back home. That's how that shit got started in New York so bad. It wasn't Chinese. It was the Europeans. And my thing is like, I'm surprised so many people are brainwashed by that lie Donald Trump keeps telling. Chinese flu, Hong Kong flu. Come on, man. It's neither one of those. It's a virus that was invented by some man that got out of control. And you blaming on one aspect of people, but it's everybody. Everybody that visited and came back caught it. Or had it. And I'm mm-hmm. really surprised that black people are attacking Asians. I mean, come on. And then what I'm seeing is you're attacking old Asians. Y'all not attacking
mm-hmm.
the right. young ones. And it's disheartening to me that a bill had to be written to help protect them, because it's just now so many people are attacking them. It's just not one set of
right.
people. It seems like some of everybody's attacking them. And,
right.
and it's crazy. It's crazy. I can understand the bill, but we should have got that bill first.
You know what? Let me ask you a question real quick, Common, because you actually made a good point that where you said that, you know, all of this was created by Donald Trump whenever he is the one who spoke out on, you know, the China flu and all them little other comments he was saying, to have people think that they are the reason why it started or whatever. So let me ask you this then. So with that being said, do you think a lot of this bill had to do with getting back at him, to stick it to him, and less of really trying to protect the Asians?
I think it's more or less to protect them, but it's yeah. also mm-hmm. to let people know you still believe in that lie. But it's more or less to protect them, because now you have so many people attacking them. Like I said, it's not just white no more. You got blacks. I know in this area, I'm talking, you got blacks. You got Spanish. Those people don't usually attack, don't give a damn about Asians and stuff going to the Chinese restaurant. But right. Now it's them attacking Asians now. And it's getting crazy, getting out of hand. It's just not too long ago, a black man just pushed a Chinese man onto the train tracks in the subway. It's getting
wow.
crazy. And you're sitting up trying to blame one group of people instead of trying to come together and do whatever it can to help get rid of this thing. And it's
right.
crazy. It's crazy. And
well, you know, I can honestly understand some of the anger that black people have toward the Chinese. I ain't trying to be funny, but I can understand that. When you put us out in the middle of the street, in the middle of the pandemic, when all this shit was going on, I can understand that type of anger, Common. I don't understand what the white man mad with Chinese to China for, because if they want to be mad at somebody, they need to be mad at the Bushes, and they need to be mad with Reagan, because they the one wanted to take this everything over there for cheap work, cheap labor. They the one wanted to do that shit. So you want to be mad at them. Don't be mad at China, because they just did what y'all told them to do, and y'all didn't even pay them shit for doing it. So y'all doing China just like y'all do the prisoners in this country up until
yep.
now. Now the table done turned. They probably finna do the shit to us. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, every dog have his day, and it might just be America's day. Shit. I don't know.
Well, all
but, I do know.
All the corporations are going overseas to get cheap labor. All of them. It's not
yeah.
just... Just one
but I'm, last telling, thing. I'm telling you when we started, when that shit started coming
mm-hmm.
about, when it came up to America doing this shit. I ain't even talk about nobody else's country. I'm talking about us right now and things. I started out talking about why black people would have some type of animosity toward China. I'm not saying nothing that they did was the right thing to do, because it's never,
right.
you know, violence doesn't solve any damn thing. But I can also understand some of the anger and animosity when you could come and set up shops in our neighborhoods and then treat us like shit where we spending our money, following us all around
right.
the store where we spending our money. You know, so stuff like that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I can feel that. I can feel that type of anger and animosity. But
We should be angry at everybody, because every now and then I get a Spanish guy walking me around the store, and I'm like, Bobby, what is your problem? And he always say, nothing, Bobby,
right.
nothing. Then why the fuck are you following me? In the back of my head, I'm saying, why the fuck are you following me? You know,
right.
I can go to an Indian store. You know, all the Indians got the gas stations. Now, I go to the gas station, and I'm walking around trying to look for some snacks, and I'm being watched. And I'm a mature, distinguished-ass black man, so I ain't running around with no hoodie on or nothing. So why are you watching? And do I look broke?
Right. Right.
What is it?
I'm going to tell y'all why they watching Tom. I'm going to tell you right now why they watching his ass. Everywhere he goes, he got a cap down over his eyes where can't nobody see who he is, know who he is,
oh,
or nothing.
Lord.
He got on dark-ass shades everywhere he goes.
Looking
incognito. So, yeah, he looks suspect when he be in that.
They like, who is he, and what is he about to do?
What is he up to?
Right. You know what? That was a foul thing to say.
It was true, though. It was so true.
But it's true.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I do wear my hat down low because I like it like that.
Okay, well, if you like it like that, it's a problem for me. You are a threat. You're looking real.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's true, though. It's sad that, you know,
case,
we have to live like that, but it's true. It is.
Lord have mercy.
Well, then you need to look past the cap and past the sunglasses and look at the person.
They can't.
True that.
You know what?
Okay. Y'all, we're going to get to this question here. I want to ask y'all. And I know we talked about it sometime before. If a woman asks a man out on a date, should the woman be responsible for the meal? Okay.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
So,
Hell yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's a good question.
Okay, we'll start with you, honey.
Oh.
Go ahead.
He said that fast. She could, this couldn't even get her
fast.
Whole sentence out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to invite me to dinner, why you can't pay for it? Surprise me. Do what Usher said. Let's trade some places or something.
Mm. Okay.
Come on.
Oh.
I'm short and to the point. Hell yeah.
Okay.
No more said.
Okay.
That's what's up. Okay, Ms. Nat,
okay.
What are your thoughts?
This has always been my philosophy. Like, if he asks me, he pays. And if I ask him, I pay. Now, most of the time, though, I will say this. If I've asked somebody, it ain't every day that I'm asking somebody to go out. So I don't ever ask somebody to go out on a first-time occasion. But I'm speaking of, say, that we've already been on a few dates that he's initiated.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm comfortable enough. He's being consistent. So now at this point, I'm being more open to, you know, asking him to do things. And once it gets to that level and I ask you, yeah, I have no problem with paying. I automatically assume that I would pay if I ask you. But on the flip side, I've never, ever, ever had a man let me do it.
Okay.
Even though I've offered, there has never been a time when that man has let me pay. You know, for whatever reason. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he didn't feel like it was my place or whatever.
He was trying to score points.
He was trying to see if he was
trying to do. He's trying to score points.
He was
trying
to see if he was willing to pay, because there's a lot of females that ain't willing to pay at all.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Like, under no circumstances. For me, though, I'm not finna ask no man on no date. To me, it's tacky. If I ask you... to come somewhere, it's going to be because I'm doing a show or something. I might say, hey, you come
right,
out and support,
right,
you know, what I'm doing, this, that, I'm doing this, and doing that. But I'm not finna say, hey, you want to go out to Red Lobster? You want to grab something? I'm not finna do that. You know, it's just not the way I was raised. I'm not gonna ask no man to marry me or nothing like that. If I feel like I done stayed down a lot enough time and you ain't did that shit, I'm just gonna leave your ass. I'm not finna keep waiting on nobody to ask me to marry me. And I'm not finna ask no man to marry me neither. So it, you know, it is what it is when it comes to those things, and that's just
how
it's raised.
How we get from dinner to marry? How we get from dinner to marry?
Hey, we jumped in.
How we get from dinner to marriage?
No, I'm just a reference to how I was raised. Like, I'm not finna ask no man to no dinner, and same way I'm not finna ask for his hand in marriage. That's what I was saying.
And I'm so glad that you said that, because I have had so many arguments with females and men about how I'm so old school. You know what I'm saying? Because I've never physically called a man up and been like, yo, You want to go eat? I mean, no.
Right.
It's been more of a situation to where we're all chilling, like we're already cool. We've already went out because he's initiated it. And at this point, I'm like, yo, you know, I'm about to go downtown. You know what I'm saying? Chill. You want to come through? Shit like that. But people have been on me about that for so many years, sis, over what you said, and it has a lot to do with just the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma and my great-grandma always taught me, if you're the one chasing behind a man, if you're the one initiating everything, how do you know that he even desires you? Because you're not giving him a chance to, because you're the one being the initiator.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, it's tacky. It's very tacky to have to be the one to have to initiate something like that. And I feel like a lot of times when it comes to females, no matter what anybody want to say, this is my personal opinion, I feel like we let men off so easy. We don't let them work for us, for our attention, because we're the ones initiating shit. And I'm like, stop doing that.
And it makes you feel, it makes me feel thirsty, makes me look thirsty, and I just don't like the way, you know what I'm saying, that feels. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I've gotten a lot of flack throughout the years over me not wanting to be the one to jump in dude's DMs like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You want to go out with me? Like, I'm not. Listen, if that's how I got to get a man, that ain't the way I'm going to get him, because I'm not doing it. I'm just not going to do it. And I stand so firm on that.
But it's not always trying to get a man. It's just hanging out with a dude.
No.
That's
no.
Nice. Hang.
But you can hang out. Yeah, but I'm not going to ask.
You can hang out.
Didn't they? I'm not going to do it. No.
Well, if you ask me to hang out, then you're going to have to pay.
Well, I'm going to ask you to hang out this weekend. Am I going to have to pay?
Oh.
Have you ever paid? Have you ever paid? Huh? Have you ever paid?
I didn't. No, cool. I've never.
Have you ever paid?
I have paid, but I ain't have to pay.
Right.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I'm trying to remember that time.
I just paid. You want me to pull out the receipt?
Nigga, don't do that. Oh. Don't do that.
Okay. I won't do
that. All right, we're going to move on now.
Uh-huh. We're going to move on. Okay. Mike, well, how you feel about that? Should a woman pay?
Now, see, the pimp me says, hell yeah, she needs to. That's the pimp me. You know what I'm saying?
P-I-M-P.
Hey, that's the pimp said. But the real one, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of raised on a whole different aspect of, nigga, if you going out on a date, I don't care if she ain't got no money. If she do got money, you make sure you got money just in case she don't got money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And suppose a car declines, fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have the money regardless. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even go out if I don't have money. That's how I am. I can't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. Other people can. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I can't flirt with people and be like, oh, yeah, come on, you just take me out on a date. But then you're going to look at me crazy. But I do have a cousin, y'all. This is what he did. He asked the girl, let's go out on a date. They go out on a date. So he's looking down on the menu like, oh, look, nah, you going over your limit. And it was over $50. So
oh, no.
He told her, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom, the ticket comes, he leaves her in the restaurant and goes about his business. So that's what I'm saying. You got to always be prepared for these kind of people. You never know who what might do.
Wait, he left her in the place?
Yes. Yeah, he left her.
Oh, wow.
He got it wrong.
That don't make no sense.
Right. He could at least have a conversation.
Why he do her like that?
I don't have enough money. Do you have any money? Or I don't have enough on me. Do you have any money with you or something? God.
Hey, you left him. I said, hey, I wasn't sticking around. That's what he said.
That
I ain't
going to
lie. I've left a woman in a restaurant before, too.
What? Why?
Oh, what is up with this?
How did you do it?
Because we are hanging with a bunch of friends. Okay, mm-hmm. The lady I was with at this time, she always had a bad attitude anyway. But we got hanging with some friends, so I bought a round of drinks for everybody. But this one special lady that she didn't like, she was like, Will, you going to buy me a drink? So I bought her a drink. All hell broke loose then.
Yeah,
why the fuck you buying this bitch a drink?
You would have bought
her a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of her saying, why I buy her a drink? You take your taxi ass home. I'm gone.
Damn. She was soft.
But I've changed. I'm a mature gentleman now.
I don't believe.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were going out.
You know what?
Oh, my God. Okay, so my next question is, okay, how long after being in a relationship is it okay to bring out the toys? Okay? Let's start with Snipe on this one.
Okay, to bring out the toys. Hey, see, yeah. But see, I think it really depends on the person. You got to know them. You know what I'm saying? See what they're comfortable with.
Boy, boy, I feel like
hey, first, you got to take baby steps on this thing, too, though. You know what I'm saying? First, you start with the candy. You know
better quit lying, Sid. I'm about to let you sit here and lie, and lie tonight.
Oh, no. No.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead.
Pray tell. Pray tell.
That's what I'm saying. See, I think it depends on the person. It might bring you out real quick. So it might just be less than a month.
Yeah.
Other people might be more than that. So it all, I think it all depends on the person. And
true.
The kid, you know, I brought the toys out less than a month, though.
Boy, I think, listen, leave me alone. Like, I'm not
really
minding my own
business.
Next month. Oh my God. I'm done. I'm done talking to you. Okay, all right. Common. It's on you. Ball in your court.
I'm about to make a swish. Okay. When is the right time to bring out the toys? You bring out the toys whenever you feel comfortable with your partner, no matter how long it
right.
takes. It could take a day, take 2 days, it could take a week, it could take a month. Whenever both parties feel comfortable about it, you know, as long as you ain't using them on me.
Who?
But, hey, watch that shit. But, no, nah, whenever the two parties feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
Some men feel threatened by that shit, and I'm not one of those dudes.
Well, what kind of toys are you pulling out? It's just, you know, it's a it's a variety of toys in the world. I don't know what
right.
you're pulling out on y'all, but okay, next. What are your thoughts?
I kind of agree with both of them. Honestly, it's just kind of a thing where it's whenever y'all are comfortable, you know. You know, everybody's freak level ain't the same. You know, some people are, some people like that kind of thing and some people don't. So it kind of just depends on who you're dealing with. Nowadays, people move so damn fast that by the time they even are in a relationship, they probably already done it 10, 20, 30 fucking different type of ways. You know, right? So
yeah.
They probably already know what they can bring to the table. But, yeah, it's just really... all about what, you know, whenever both of y'all are comfortable to do things like that. And if your partner even likes that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure that out first and then go from there.
Well, you figure that out when conversation and shit, don't you?
Well, it all depends on what questions you ask. And everybody ain't asking the same questions.
I'm to the point, so I like asking questions. So I know.
Listen, me too. I agree with you, you know, 100% on that. I'm the same way. But, you know, some people just aren't as open about sex. It just kind of all depends on who the person is. Some people they get embarrassed. They might be a little bashful about this type of conversation, you know. But if you walking with me, we going to have it early.
Uh-oh.
Pretty early, yeah.
I can't deal with people with foot fetishes. That shit, to me, weird. It is so weird to the point to where if a man say something about your feet, to me, it's all, I've never talked to him again. Like, I never had nothing. The people who like feet like that is weird to me. Like, I'm sorry if you got feet. That is people listening. I'm sorry. It's just weird to me. Like all the body parts in the world, you like feet? Like I just to me it's weird. I don't know. And what y'all think about foot fetishes? Do you think it's weird? You think it's weird?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
I thought women like to be rubbed on. I thought y'all like all that stuff, man.
But the difference between rubbing a female's feet and having a foot fetish, though. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Like a foot fetish goes a lot further than just rubbing, you know, rubbing your woman's feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're talking about men who are obsessed with feet. Like, they don't want to do anything else half the time, but, like,
mess with feet.
They can stay over there in that weird category.
Yeah.
You sure right about that.
It's different.
Well, yeah, what about the women that like feet?
I don't know.
I ain't her. I don't know about that.
The only thing a woman care about feet is what size is your shoe, because it's supposed to tell her something else. So that's about the only thing.
Well, I got little feet. I got little feet.
Yeah. But that's true. You do. I'm over.
Yeah.
No, over.
Oh, I ain't fucking with you right now.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask all of y'all this question. It's kind of weird. This is just a weird question.
Damn.
Do you remember your very first kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember mine. I was in school because there wasn't no way in the world I was going to get away with something like that at home. So we just ducked off in the classroom one day. And that's where I got my first kiss. But it was nice, though. He was a good kisser at that age, too. That's weird. But yeah. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I know, right? Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, now what we're going to do right now, we're going to pause. We're going to play a little bit of this dang Dilla. I'm from Mar, and we're going to come back and chit-chat a little bit more. So hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah. Dang Dilla, nigga. Okay. Broke star in the game banging.
This nigga again?
Y'all know who it is. Dilla man, bitch.
I'm back again.
Wish Doc,
we back
I don't think they ready for this one, man. Nah. Our shit getting ready. Better and better every time we do it. But, you know, niggas know what it is, man. North Pole, Uptown, Warrenstown, nigga.
They'll do it.
Illinois, boy.
Fuck ass, nigga, know what it is.
Little Cody, what's happening, my nigga?
Cody!
Yeah. But I'm fresh out and I'm back down. You know what I'm saying? Game
they don't dance in the club, nigga.
Let's get it, man. So we gonna do it. We gonna rock that bitch for anything.
Let's go.
I'm back down, okay. I'm back in the game. I'm on the block every day like a package of cane. Dang Dilla, I'm the motherfucking savior of the pros. Say my name in the verse, get the banger till you're done. Got my Astros cap on, broke to the right. Slide you assholes, mic ride till I let the pipe ride. Oh, I let the knife slide off in your jugular. North Pole gorilla, Dilla running the jungle, huh? Pistol on my hip like a cell phone clip. Okay. You niggas looking for somebody to tell on snitch. I'm looking for somebody who got a cell on brick. And I'ma be on the corner like a smell on shit. Yeah. Look up, you can get punched in your mug. Reach for your pistol, get bust with the blood. I ain't getting drunk in the club. I'm drunk in the club with the pump in the club. Nigga, I'm from Lawrence, Lawrence, yeah. Nigga, I'm from Lawrence, Lawrence, yeah. Nigga, I'm from Lawrence. L-Dub, we keep the heat, nigga. Hey. I got shells in the clip with the burner right up under okay. that. Mac 10 chopping down trees like a lumberjack. Fuck a bank account. In the couch, I keep the money at. Right up under the cushion next to where I keep the tummy at. In the hospital, that's where I'ma put you dummies at. You think it's funny till I put the dummies where your tummy at. I'm an ace of spades. You niggas is gin rummy cats. Funny cats. Right here on my mind is where the money at. In your girl mouth is where I'm coming at. Uh-oh. Eat it all on the kinky. But I was aiming where a tongue was at. Point me to the money, I'ma go and get me some of that. As far as the beat goes, your niggas don't want none of that. In the house, razor blades caked up with crumbs of crap. Dimes like milk dust, nickels the size of gummy snacks. Y'all niggas is pussy, playboy bunny cats. Gone running rat, tell them Dilla from the Dub is back. You can get punched in your mug. Reach for your pistol, get bust with the club. Yeah. I ain't getting drunk in the club. I'm drunk in the club with the pump in the club. Nigga, I'm from Lawrence, Lawrence, yeah.
Then the bread come, nigga. Who said something? You motherfuckers will tell something, nigga. Till I bust with the Mac-11 and shred something, nigga. I'm posted on the app till the feds come, nigga. From 6 in the morning to about 12 something, nigga. Yeah, when it's on, I wouldn't dare,
nah,
run, nigga. Get it on with the chrome until the chefs come, nigga. Them hollow tips is quick to shred something, nigga. 20 cal loud enough to make a bear run, nigga. If you want some, get some. Little guns, big guns, spit some. Shots out to Tommy with the big drum. You ain't holding your pistol, you better go and get some. But we bust your head and leave you with your shit, huh? You can get punched in your mug. Yeah, reach for your pistol, get
busted in your shit, man.
I'm drunk in the club, yeah. Put a pump in the club.
Nigga,
nigga, I'm from Lawrence, Lawrence, yeah. Nigga, I'm from Lawrence, Lawrence, yeah. Nigga, I'm from Lawrence Street, L-Dub. We keep the heat, nigga,
hey.
You can get punched, bro, in your club.
Gang bang, reach for your pistol, nigga.
Get busted in the club.
It's about I'm at my best,
nigga. I'm getting drunk in the club.
Nigga, need to hang it up, man.
Put the pump in the club,
yeah.
Nigga, I'm from Lawrence, Lawrence, yeah. Nigga, I'm from Lawrence, Lawrence.
L. Dub,
nigga, on Lawrence Street.
L. Dub,
we keep the heat. Nigga,
shout out.
I jump on that dick and go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Ass clapping, never lazy.
Uh-huh.
Muffy toppy, keep him wavy.
Uh-huh.
He keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Ice.
I jump on that dick and go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Ass clapping, never lazy.
Uh-huh.
Muffy toppy, keep him wavy.
Uh-huh.
He keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Ice.
I jump on that dick and go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Ass clapping, never lazy.
Uh-huh.
Muffy toppy, keep him wavy.
Uh-huh.
He keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Ice.
I jump on that dick and go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Ass clapping, never lazy.
Uh-huh.
Muffy toppy, keep him wavy.
Uh-huh.
He keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Ice.
Bad little mama jamma. Hot as Alabama, spicy like Louisiana.
Woo!
And them hoes can't stand her.
Nah.
But I'm from the gold though. You don't want no smoke hoes. Your nigga on my toto. So I pop it low low. I done shook some ass. I done made this cash.
Damn.
Bitch, I did the dash. Your whole life is trash. Hoes be acting tough off the fucking coca. Like I won't just poker. Bitch, you must be local. Got high like a vulture collar, cause he might just smoke you. Cold like Minnesota, but you know I keep the toaster. Pussy super soaker, make them drink me like mimosa. I keep them up like Folgers, one more nothing, then it's over. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep them wavy. He keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep them wavy. He keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep them wavy. He keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep them wavy. He keep me ice, so it's crazy. Wild honey bitch, gang in this bitch, Rookieville shit. Wild honey bitch, gang in this bitch, Rookieville shit. Bad bitch with a body, then most hoes try to copy.
Bang.
If you get in money, call him poppy.
Money.
If I want it, then I know he got me.
Yeah.
He never tell me no, that's the shit I can't handle. Bitch, I'm trying to go. Used to trap out the bando. Bitch, all I know is word. Getting money, what's the word? Felt my action like a verb. Use them up, then it getting curved. So get up out your feelings. Cause you know with whom you dealing. Ain't about cash, we won't be chilling. Turn $1 to $1 million. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep them wavy. He keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep them wavy. He keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Aye.
I jump on that dick and go crazy.
Aye.
Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep him wavy.
Aye.
He keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Aye.
I jump on that dick and go crazy.
Aye.
Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy toppy, keep him wavy.
Aye.
He keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Aye.
Hero and a heartbreaker. Superwoman, super. Looking at a risk taker.
I be moving low key like I'm sneaking son. And been planning my attack, watch me creep up on you. Put the city on my back and tiptoe through the hood. How about the Phantom all black when I ain't up to no good. Looking at them crib. I'm a stupid woman. Look at how I live. I ain't got no time. These ain't no magic tricks. I'm a superwoman, I let you watch me flex. How you sleep on me, a mystery. About to make history, rapping your hysterectomy. Better yet, a vasectomy. Cut off the woman dead to see. Spit on whoever next to me. Let me be great, let me be witty. Let me be the ditty in every state and city. How about late, you do a double take. You hit them, hit the bubble. Make you see them grit the bubble shake. Thicker than thick. Oh yeah, she licking them lips. Look at his split. Just hit a lick. Snatch the check and then dip. It's a no-go, use a no-no. You looking so-so, you might be po-po. Look, I don't know, bro. I don't need your money, I don't need your crib. I'm a superwoman, look at how I live. I ain't got no time, these ain't no magic tricks. I'm a superwoman, I let you watch me play. Sexy and clever, y'all out here doing whatever. You see me coming, do better. Or I'm gonna rain on your parade. I cancel trips like bad weather. Yeah, how about I give you a reason to brag? You play your cards right, we doing the most and we making them mad. Could do this all night, I'm all white. For all types, could be sweet and nice. You mad spice, it's alright. And looking like, hey, I don't need your man, I don't need your crib. I'm a superwoman. Look at how I live, I ain't got no time. These ain't no magic tricks. Woman, I let you watch me play. Superwoman, superhero and a heartbreaker.
All right, you guys. That was Miss
Yeah, let us know.
Tomorrow. Superwoman.
Yes. I love that.
All right.
One before that.
Yeah,
the one before that was good too. I like the one before that.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, y'all. We promise not to hold you guys.
To go crazy.
Wait a minute.
For very long. Y'all remember when we first heard? We heard that a while back. I think it might have been when we had our first pick of the week. Or something like that.
Yeah,
we
I remember, what does
brazy mean? And somebody was explaining that it's another word for crazy or something like that.
Yeah.
So I remember when we first got that.
Sweetie B, before we head off, can I just read y'all a quick story real quick? Because I just came across something that is so funny that I cannot wait to tell y'all this. This is crazy. I had planned on talking about this maybe like 2 weeks ago, but I think I saw it while we were still on our break. And I was just sitting here going through the saved stories that I have. And let me just read y'all this mess this quick. This is a black couple as well. Let me go ahead and state this. But so Courtney Wilson and Shanita Jones invited family and friends to their dream home and estate for their weekend wedding celebration, the ceremony Saturday, brunch on Sunday. There was just one problem. The couple didn't own the 16,300-square-foot mansion and didn't have permission to use it. The suburban Fort Lauderdale estate had everything, a bowling alley, swimming pool with a waterfall, hot tub, tennis courts, a gazebo. Wilson said it was God's plan that the couple married there. but despite what the invitation inferred, the actual owner, Nathan Finkel, never gave them permission to hold the festivities there. He was stunned when Wilson showed up Saturday morning to set up, and he called the police. He said, "I have people trespassing on my property," he told a 911 dispatcher. "And they keep harassing me, calling me. They say they're having a wedding here, and it's God's message. I don't know what's going on. All I want is for it to stop. And they're sitting at my property right at the front gate right now." So now this is how it all why he thought that it was okay to have this wedding here. So the guy who actually owned the property, his late father was an early IHOP restaurant franchisee,
and he has been trying to sell the property for 2 years, now listing it for just over $5 million. Wilson, posing as a potential buyer, toured the estate several months ago. He asked the owner if he could use the backyard for the wedding, and the owner said no. But that didn't stop the couple from sending out elaborate invitations detailing their love story, reconnecting 30 years after high school, and how he proposed over pizza on Christmas Eve. The Saturday afternoon ceremony would be followed by a red carpet cocktail hour and a reception lasting past midnight. Sunday brunch would be from noon to 4. The guy figured it was a vacant house and didn't realize Nathan lived on the property in a different home. But that, to me, is like bullshit. But anyway, Broward County records show a marriage license has been issued to the couple, but they had not registered to marry as of yet. So, yeah, y'all, I just had to read that because I have never in my life saw somebody who you are going to pose as a potential buyer, go to this home, ask this man if you can have a wedding in his backyard. He tells you no, clearly, because you're not buying the house. So why would he just let you, you know, have a wedding at his house? And then you completely disregard all of that. You invite people who think they are coming to this, now remind you, this elaborate wedding. So you can imagine all the preparation that these people did to actually come to this elaborate two-day, you know, wedding and festivities. And then you do all of this. You pay the fly, drive, whatever it is, bodies, outfits, do all this shit just to come to a wedding that is not going to happen because this the couple who have invited you disregarded the fact that they were not allowed to have this wedding on this party. Like, who does this, y'all?
It sounds like black folks. Why sound like black folks doing?
Black. They are black.
That's some bullshit like right there. That's
you sound like
they right
a mental shit. That needs some evaluation because that is not even feasible. Like I'm not following that shit. Period. Like
you got to be just crazy. You like you.
Imagine the people showing up there. Now this just a guess. Imagine them showing up to a place surrounded by police because they trying to figure out in what place do they do this at.
Well, they said in their mind it was God's way.
To rent a place, even if you just rent the hotel lobby, man, come on. Oh my
they
God!
They said it was God's plan for them to be married there. So
and
that's what they believed in their head. That's what they believed in their head.
Obviously, they had to believe in something because I don't understand how you can go and you ask a person, can you have the wedding in the backyard as you're posing as a potential buyer, knowing damn well you don't really want to buy the house. You just want to rent the house.
Yeah, for $10,000.
But he was like, no. So once the owner said no, at that point, why would you continue to send out the invites and shit anyway? Like, when he told you blatantly, no, you can't have it here.
Like, I mean, my thing is, what was, like, the saying of, hey, look, when we get in here, we just going to
right. What was the conversation?
Right. Like, I mean,
like, we're just going to go here, we're going to do it right quick, we're going to clean up real good, and we just going to leave, and they ain't going to never know we was there.
I don't know what the hell is going on down in Florida. But
did they have
Florida be having some of the funniest, craziest stories coming up out of there. So I don't know what the hell they got going on down there.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's June or July, y'all, is when Congress gave these folks the time limit on letting us know about these UFOs and shit they've been seeing in the sky for all of these years. So they're going to make a decision if they're going to release that information publicly or how they're going to do it or whatever the case may be. They have publicly admitted that there are unidentified flying objects in the sky that they don't have an explanation for that come in and out of this atmosphere pretty often. American people want to know, are they a threat? Is this something that we should be worried about? Do anybody know what they want?
Right.
Well, but when you go out there, when you go out there investigating shit, don't think they not coming back at you.
Well, the question is, who is willing to ask them what they up to? Because I ain't.
I ain't asking nobody nothing. If you don't mess with me, I ain't messing with you.
I don't know what the hell they got going on. I need somebody else to figure that out.
I don't even want to know.
Right.
Don't mess with me. I ain't messing with you.
Hey, Rock. We got Rock in the building, y'all. Say, Rock, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bitch?
You know what I'm talking about? Trill. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Jack, we'll bring the Wolf Ball back when we finish with that hole. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, baby, the paint is wet. The paint is wet, bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Remember.
You have missed all the good chat, Rock. We were talking about people having weddings at other people's houses that they wasn't allowed to have them at and all type of stuff.
Having weddings at other people's houses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to have to just send you the link to that story, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that like, shit crazy.
Please do. Please do.
Down in Florida, they always acting up down there. I'm like, what the hell they got going on down there? We gonna have to call Hero and ask Hero what the hell they got going on down there in Florida.
It's in the water. I think it's in the water.
We gonna have to make a call to Hero, ask him what's going on.
Okay.
It's something in the water. It's something in the water.
All right, you guys, what we're gonna do right now, we're gonna get out of here on some of this Snipe and Uncle Pete. Yola, okay, and we will see you guys on next Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Real Talk Round. Y'all be
easy. Salute. Real.
My mama youngest seed. I'm from the dirt, so I know snakes are amongst the leaves. War ready like I just got issued new fatigue. Pocket full of dirty money, cause I deal with fiends. Dope boy, don't blame me, I supply a need. And I really mean it. If you can't feel the shit I write, a blind man should read it. I see dead people, no Ouija board needed. Pressure bust pipes, I figured my drip out. Blue heads all over the crib, it might be Nip House. I'm a king, you know the money with me, might be Tip House. Walked off, carry a big stick, you know them opps out. Push the foreign all through the hood, give them something to talk about. Been shot, stabbed, and stitched together. Through it all, I just shoulder it like Mayweather. See, I forgave but won't forget. Wanna play then get your bitch. Through a pipe and with the shit. Put a hole in the op, cause you say you want the bitch. Dinah clothes don't make you less lame. You ain't worth shit. Just a pun in this chess game. Then bulk bag and stretch game. Enough snow I can sponsor one of X Games. And your goal make your neck change. I'm from a city where they hate you when you do better. Got a 30, die around some pussies, boy.
boy, you Hugh Hefner. Can't gas me up, I'm the new Tesla. Nigga, ask me Yola, how you so special? A lump of coal mixed with heat combined with pure pressure. I'm a ball forever, no timeout, Chris Webber. Three baby mamas, four kids, I couldn't have done better. If I ain't the plug in my city, then name a nigga better. It's Eastside forever, and COY them letters. I draw down a walking off, you gon' need a stretcher. My life a masterpiece, your life a mean nigga. Go hard in the paint, Will and Kareem nigga. Yeah.